once I finished Southern, I came west. And when I got here, I was looking for a job. My first job was in the recreation department. I worked one solid year in the recreation department with Joe Haynes, the brother of Marcus Haynes. I don't know if you know Marcus Haynes, a famous basketball player, magicians, just known all over the world. But anyway, that was my first job. But before I got here, I went to Chicago and I interviewed for a job and was going to take a job as a teacher in Chicago. And the lady in personnel asked, well, where are you from? I said, Las Vegas. She said, and you want to come here to teach? And I said, yes. She said, if you're from Las Vegas, I'd go back there. And then she began to tell me about how the school district is, was there during that time. There was just a tremendous turnover, and the schools were really in poor shape. And she was telling me that teachers would go out at the drop of a hat, you know. In other words, there were a lot of issues that they were grieving about, and they just didn't stick around. They would go out like two and three times a month, you know, and that the kids were really just challenging. And she said, most of the times you were just responsible for taking a role. And then later on, I found out that, you know, Chicago school system was in turmoil, in a lot of turmoil. So I returned back here, worked 1 year in the recreation department, and came out of here and I got a master's degree in elementary education.
You're at UNLV,
right. Okay. And I taught for 5 years in the district. Became very disenchanted because, again, I wanted to see change, and change wasn't really where I was in the classroom. You know, I figured I'd do better if I got a university level and start working on some things. So from working 1 year in the recreation department and then teaching 5 years, the university had a program. They had what they called a teacher corps program. And this was a collaboration between the Clark County School District, the community, and the university. And they hired, I think it was 16 leaders for 16 people. And these teams were responsible for a pre-service program for interns. The interns were people that had 60 hours, and they were recruited from all across the country, and the university, the school district, and the community was all involved in this collaborative process, and a special program was set up for those interns to acquire an elementary education degree in elementary education to address the urban needs of students. In other words, it was kind of an urban ed degree, where those interns that were in the program, we had as many as 25 to 30 interns from all around the country, and there were like five recruitment systems that, recruitment centers at least, that we drew these people from. And they would come in with 60 hours. The university, I worked as a team leader for 5 weeks, and I was kicked upstairs to the associate director and eventually the director. But what the university did, what the program did, they designed a program for the interns, 60-hour program for the interns. And the interns had three obligations. They had to do 10 hours of community service, so they would have a perception of what was going on in the community. Then they had to do their, what we call their, the school work. They had to demonstrate the skills that that the university was responsible for developing. And the program was actually a competency-based teacher education program, where the university instructors or professors created modules, and these were learning modules, and then the students were held accountable for demonstrating those skills under the supervision of a team leader in a classroom of students. Okay, and then the university instructor would also come out and observe the interns as they demonstrated those skills in all the coursework that we designed here. So I was kind of a broker. We had like $1 million about every year to kind of make changes. Teacher co-program was a change program, and that was where my head was during that time. We need to really look at the education system. We need to really prepare students to be effective educators in urban school districts. And that was kind of the national mission all across the country. And we were just fortunate that we had that kind of program here. So I was really excited about that. Did that for 10 years here from being associate director. And finally, I became director. And we worked here at the university for 10 years. But we also were not only here in Clark County with the urban district, but we also went out in the surrounding counties. We had a program in Nye County that served Pahrump, Beatty, Amargosa, can't think of the other little town. But we offered an in-service program for that particular area as well. And what that really equated to, those teachers that were out in the rural kind of areas, we designed an in-service program based on the same kind of arrangement. The instructors would design modules, learning modules, for those teachers to demonstrate those skills with a set of kids in the classroom. And of course, you had the community component as a part of that, because the interns would have to be a part of the intern component. They still have that 10 hours of in-service or community service in a rural area. They had the university work at the university, which was, they were working on their master's degree, and then they had the classroom experience. So again, you have the university taking courses at the university, demonstrating 10 hours a week in a community component, and skills that were identified by the instructor. And those competencies were agreed upon competencies by the school district, the principal, the team leader, and the university. It's kind of a collaborative kind of process. And I think that particular model is a solid model. It's certainly a model that they're looking at today. I think it went away, but it went away because of the Reagan administration. Really an effective program that made a difference. And I think anytime you have a competency-based teacher education program where you're gonna design those courses and require students to demonstrate skills in an urban setting with a group of urban students, and at the same time, better prepared to be an effective teacher. And I would go so far to say that that's one of the district's problem right now. A lot of the teachers that they hire have never had any experience working with urban students. And as a result of that, they're frustrated and they leave. And those are just facts. And they leave in high numbers.